fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Monday, September 20th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. So I didn't actually intend on teasing today's episode yesterday, but it just kind of ended up going down that road since this, the way the Twitch raid, the hate raid situation kind of ended, kind of hits home a little bit. So, last weekend, Twitch launched a lawsuit against two users, and pretty much since then, the hate raid activity of nameless bots flooding a chat channel with just racial slurs galore ended. It does appear that that those two were the primary actors, or that their lawsuit deterred anyone else from following the behavior. But at the same time, there were large amounts of follow bots, mostly impersonating the name Haas00312 and various corruptions of his name. Little did I know until Monday, Haas00312, as I mentioned in a previous episode, is in fact a former Twitch streamer who has on Monday, last Monday by the way, pretty much surrendered. Said, I'm done. My name is Mud. I'm being accused of all these hate raids, which I myself have fallen victim to. And that was it. And sure enough, I was able to confirm with a number of people that I know that have been tracking and fighting against the hate raids as much as they could. Then, in fact, once Haas surrendered and stopped Twitch streaming and closed his account, the follow bots stopped. They were all not intended, as I suspected, to get follows and sell accounts. They were a targeted attack against Haas00312, and I can say now pretty confidently, I can confirm this. So the hate raid issue has pretty much been solved, right? Well, no. Because anyone with enough malicious intent and gonads to pick up where these malicious actors left off can just do it again, because the vulnerabilities that led to these accounts being generated automatically and being able to interact as they've had within Twitch has not been prevented. And Twitch needs, underline needs, to patch this obvious vulnerability, or else you're just gonna have more people like Haas that just end up being branded by fearmongers as hateful people, when in fact they were the target of the hate in the first place. That's gonna do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.